beautiful man on the line right now, the legend himself, Tawira Niko. Tēnā wā tuku.
Ah, tēnā koe, Daniel.
Oh, kia ora. It's my privilege to be interviewing you tonight. I'm a bit of a fan, so you have to forgive me if I get a little bit nervous. I've just been warming up our audience, and they're all, I go live with them on my Facebook, and they all say, oh, can we stay on here and listen? So you've got some people that are just diehard fans for you. Tell me about why you've made the transition from sport to the Endangered Species Foundation.
Well, Danielle, I've been involved in restoration from our whenua and our wai and our rotos over the last several years. We have one of the biggest restoration projects from one of our roto, Lake Waikare here in the Waikato, and really had the opportunity through some good relationships I've built over many years, in particular a good friend of mine, Stuart Muir, who has been trying to get me onto this Tangaro Tuia Te Ora, which is in the Endangered Species Foundation, for a couple of years, but I've been very, very busy with sport. I've been on the board for NZRL Rugby League, and I've just come off after three terms on that. So I'm really, really passionate about our environment. I'm really, really passionate about our tai ao from a and we call it here in the Waikato, tuku iho mātauranga. You know, that what's been passed down from our tupuna and our ancestors in terms of that, and to work more collaboratively with scientific, in particular Western science, in terms of building really good relationships with Māori and Māori-led environmental projects. So it's a big kaupapa. Endangered Species Foundation has done some fantastic work, and I'm very, very privileged to step into the role as co-chair with Emma Geisen, and we're really looking to partner with Māori and iwi in leading biodiversity projects around the motu. So, you know, it's a big job. There's a lot of our whānau around the motu doing some amazing projects. So what we're wanting to do is to prioritise what are those key projects, how can we work with hapū, iwi, mana whenua, and projects to give them this exposure and help them to actually do projects which are going to be ongoing and sustainable. And that's one of the key points about Tangaro Te Tuia.
Kia ora ra. Can you tell me about some of the species that are endangered?
Oh, there's a whole range of different, you know, there's a lot of our, and this is the thing where, you know, the Endangered Species Foundation over the last several years have done some amazing work, and, you know, from our moungas to our oceans, you know, to our seas, to, you know, there's a whole lot of different species in that biodiversity that are really endangered, and some of them people don't even know about, in terms of, you know, our mudfish, some of our birds, some of our plant life. You know, there's a whole lot of different things. So, you know, I'm just getting my head around this, recently coming onto the board and being part of that, and it's a very exciting time for me in terms of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What are some of your personal goals with this mahi?
I think the main one for me is really to engage more with people and make them more aware of what Māori are doing. You know, having projects led by mana whenua in certain areas and certain districts is really important, because what it does is highlight that, you know, with the Endangered Species Foundation, we are able to have a profile, we are able to get more funding, we are able to support our whānau actually leading these projects. And that's the great thing about, you know, really to become engaged, to really to understand how, you know, we can work together more collaboratively, but support our whānau in those regions, because, you know, there's a lot of our whānau doing some amazing projects, but people don't hear about them, you know what I mean, in terms of that. So it's really highlighting that, giving more exposure for them to be able to talk a lot more. And the other one around that is really engaging our mokopuna and tamariki, because we can engage them at a young age that's going to make this these projects sustainable in terms of that.
My tamariki are so wonderful. You don't need to do much to engage the tamariki, and then they take it off back into their whānau, and they're wonderful advocates for Papatūānuku, Rangi Nui, and all of their tamariki. How many days have you been in the job now?
Well, I've just started on Tuesday, so 3 days.
Oh, okay, fresh.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But it's really interesting because there's some great projects. There's Streams and Drains Initiative, which was collaborating with EcoWatch. And the great thing about it that, you know, EcoWatch have come on board and supporting these projects where they have technology where they can monitor, you know, the water quality in real time. You've got data. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff that's happening with technology and getting our mokopuna and tamariki engaged at a young age. Really creates, you know, some of them in the next 10 to 15 years will be working in jobs that we don't even know exist now. You know what I mean? So it's that, but still holding on to the values and our mātauranga tuku iho, which has been passed down, but, you know, fusing this technology part of it, which can have really great outcomes, you know, for our mokopuna and tamariki, you know, the mātauranga alongside, you know, cutting edge scientific developments is absolutely a great opportunity. And I see that, you know, a space where our mokopuna and tamariki can flourish.
Lovely. Can you tell me about the environment that you remember when you were a little fella? What do you remember when you were a tamariki, tamaiti?
Well, you know, growing up in the Waikato and being brought up in our area in Rāhi Pōkeka, which is just in Huntly, we have 14 lakes in our area, and all those lakes were full of tuna. You know, one of the main reasons for our area in Waikato is that there was an abundance of kai in the rivers, in the lakes, and, you know, as kids I remember us, when the floods would come, we would go be harvesting tuna. And that was the mainstay of us, and then we would preserve that tuna. You know, there would be fish, there would be tuna, and then, you know, the birds and the hakarumatas, the hapur kohis, all the ranges around there. It was a flourishing lifestyle of kai in terms of that. And whilst what's happened with modern farming has had a major impact and some of the stuff around that, it's had an adverse effect on our environment. You know, on our native species in particular. We've got some mudfish, which are endangered species, the giant kōpuku and the banded kōpuku in our region. We have an invasion of pest fish, which is koi carp, within our region now. And just recently, there's an invasion of the golden clam within the Waikato. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that are happening within our region and our area, which we are trying to make sure we can try and get rid of those things and maintain them.
Yeah, now we've got the same thing happening over here in Rotorua, in our lakes. We've got that golden clam and the koi carp are there. We've got a little group of tamariki called the carp killers or something, the catfish killers.